Welcome back to Denver Hoops and Dreams. And I can already feel it in the room. I can already feel the excitement just exuding from the faces of these wonderful people that I do this show with, man. And dude, this is an incredible feeling just to know where the Nuggets are right now. But we will get into that in detail in a second here. Before we hop into any of the basketball stuff, I want to know how you guys are doing. We have Keaton back on the show. Keaton Daly back on the show. Huge, huge Nuggets fan. You know, he constantly reminds me of different tweets, different posts and stuff that I have not gotten a chance to see. I believe he is going to be at game two is what he mentioned to me of the NBA finals. So, you know, definitely going to be an exciting experience. But, you know, myself, Jeremy Nichols, Nelson Newth in the building, Jack Balzi in the building. But Keaton, before we hop into anything, talk to us, man. How's your day going? How's the family? How's it going?
Man, it's great, man. We're vibing. We're ready to go. 20 years of Nuggets, just die hard, and we're finally breaking through, and it feels good, and I think the whole family's feeling it, and it's just, I'm ready to ride the wave, man. It's awesome. Family's good. Weather's good. No rain. I'm ready to rock and roll.
That's what I love to hear, man. Jack, talk to us. How you doing, man?
Doing good. You know, as Keaton said, that's nice weather out. Glad to do my first show with Keaton. That's going to be exciting. But yeah, just ready to rock and roll.
Awesome. Nelson, talk to us. I see for the people that can't see Nelson right now, he is decked out in his Colorado and Denver Nuggets shirt. Just he's playing a part right now. He knows what
that's
it
right.
is.
That's
Nelson,
right,
talk to us, man. How are you? How the family?
Oh, man, it's good. I'm traipsing around town in my Nugget gear and pointing it out to everybody. I was wearing a Jamal Murray shirt
nice.
This morning and dropped my kids off. And one of the teachers was like, "Who's that?" I'm like, "The Denver Nuggets, yo." And she's like, "Oh, that's cool. They're great." And I'm like, "You better believe it." So, yeah, no, life is good.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome, man.
How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm cool. I'm cool, bro. You know, just like you, just super excited, you know, just super excited to, you know, just be a part of this experience with you guys. And, you know, personal life things are cool. You know, I cannot complain. Definitely hitting up the mall tomorrow to do some last minute shopping to see if I can find any little cool things to rock to the game. I got my outfit already, but I'm like, I might find something even better tomorrow. So,
hey, you guys, I got a question. I am trying to find a jersey, and I cannot find a jersey anywhere. I had a Jokic jersey, and they're all sold out.
Oh, they're gone.
Gone.
Yeah. The Nuggets are good now, so good luck.
Well, I know. Fans, I'm going there every day. They're all gone, man.
Nah, you're not gonna find anything unless you order it online. It's
or go to the stadium. You can go one of the.
Well, I'll be there for game two, baby.
Insane, yeah. So you might want to go early, grab a jersey. That's to your point. That's the best place. I feel like that's the only place selling them now.
Yeah, it's tough, man. I mean, when I go tomorrow, I'm not expecting to find any Jokic gear. You know, you never, especially that the best player on the team is like, you're not going to find it. I just want to find something cool. Like, oh, you know, just put something different on for the game, but it's going to be cool, man. I'm so excited to get a chance just to be out there and, you know, for the first one ever, you know, I think that in itself, I want to feel that vibe in the stadium and, you know, and I'll be there early. So I'm being talking to people that I see from Twitter. Cause I guess, you know, people are kind of like looking forward to that. And me too, man. I can't wait to just sit down and talk to people before and after. It's going to be cool.
You know, what's weird is, I don't know why this just popped in my head, but when you said a jersey, like a cool jersey, how cool would it be to wear a Mutombo jersey? And then my mind went to another spot, which was, I know he's going through some cancer stuff with his brain, you know, like a brain cancer. And I just wanted to say prayers out to him and his family. Thinking about former Nuggets now also, and hoping that he's doing okay at this time. Cause I know that's a really tough cancer to have. Yeah. So like, I think, gosh, I want to say 5% of people with brain cancer make it out of the first year.
Wow.
So Yeah, I lost a good friend to brain cancer. So anyways, not to be a Debbie Downer, but just a shout out to Dikembe Mutombo.
Mm-hmm.
And how much we all as Nugget fans love the guy. And so,
Mutombo
was obviously a staple, man. He was obviously a staple. Talk to us, Keaton.
Oh, man. There's a lot of things I could talk to you guys about, but I mean, just like you're going to game one. I'm going to game two. I'm ready. And all prayers to Dikembe Mutombo, man.
Absolutely.
Legends. Like I was saying, not in my house, man. That comes from him. Let's protect our house on Thursday. Let's go.
Got to. Nelson, it's interesting that you mentioned that just dealing with cancer, right? And to think about, just us being Nuggets fans. And I remember that year with where I believe Nene was going through that and George Karl at the same time, right? That's right. And then I think like immediately after George Karl's son, Kobe, was dealing with that too. And it's like with like a 2-3 year span where it was just like, man, like every single thing was just hitting this Nuggets team, dude. And the fact that you brought that up, like it really took me back because it's like it really makes you think about just all the years and all the turmoil and all the different things that you go through with this team. And I know sometimes people like to say, when you say we, oh, well, you don't play for the team. No, we were going through this stuff with the team. Seriously. Like when they were dealing with this stuff, like you're obviously we're not in the family technically, but it's like we were around. We were rooting for the team even throughout all of these moments. And just like you said, when you hear about a Dikembe Mutombo dealing with that stuff, that affects us. It's like, man, like you want Dikembe to be okay. That's a real thing, not even just as a player, but as a human. Like you just want somebody like that who's been a staple for the Nuggets, who's been a staple for the NBA and for, just in general, he's one of the bigger names we've ever seen in the NBA. So you want a guy like that for sure to just be OK, So,
yeah, I mean, he's insane, built hospitals in Africa.
He does so much to help people. Yeah,
he really does. And he's just such a great guy. And again, I don't want to be Debbie Downer. I just thought about him because he was.
Yeah.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a jersey, a Mutombo old school jersey that I've rocked before. And he's always dear in our hearts.
Absolutely, man. Listen, guys. This has been, I want to say, what, the last 24 hours. So we finally found out who we will be playing in the NBA Finals. And it's interesting to think that we were just kind of sitting waiting, just waiting to see. Just like, can you imagine like just Jokic and them just kind of staring at watching the game just like we did? Like just watching like, okay, you could. And the way I pictured it too was, them watching the game, so watching Miami when they were up, a pretty big lead, and they already started planning. Okay, so Yoke, you got to guard this, you got to do this, and they already started to figure this thing out while they're watching the game the same way we are. But I'll tell you guys, we obviously talked about it on the last show, and we all pretty much got our wish, right? We got the team that we wanted to face in the finals. We got the Miami Heat. We got the team that has the guy they call Jimmy Butler on it, the guy who has been
now trademarked.
I think he trademarked Jimmy Buckets, I believe is what he trademarked. Yeah, but just knowing that that's the type of team that's on their way to Denver, because it's kind of cool to think we've had home court the entire playoffs, every round, and now even in the finals. So it's going to be interesting. I'll tell you guys this, man. I am not personally taking this Heat team for granted, because I think and for me, I hope the Nuggets don't either. Right. As much as I'm confident the Nuggets win this series. I'm confident. But you never want to get to that place where you start to play down to the competition again. Right. And I don't think they're going to do this, because I think this team is just built correctly. Right. This team has guys, especially with a KCP. He may not be the best player on the team, but KCP is one of those guys that will constantly remind them, like, remember what y'all are playing for, right? This is a guy who is a champion, and you could just tell he's one of those people who can keep other players accountable. So I'm looking forward to this. And even Aaron Gordon mentioned it. They respect the Heat, right? And I think when I heard that from Aaron Gordon, that made me feel like this is good, right? Like, you want to hear that. You want to know that they're respecting their opponents and they're not going to play down to them. Like, I don't know if Milwaukee did that in the first round where they were just kind of didn't take them as seriously, or even with Boston, right? They I mean, for them to go up 3-0 on the Celtics, I still couldn't believe that happened, right? Mm-hmm. But it's still incredible to see what they were able to accomplish in eliminating the number one and the number two seed in the East. That is incredible for a team that came through the play-in.
You know what, really quickly, I wanted to say, and what jumped into my mind when you were talking about that is there. I think this team is hyper-focused, and I think this goes back to locker room 100%. And when I say locker room, what does that mean? It means DeAndre Jordan and Jeff Green and Reggie Jackson are telling, and KCP, who's obviously a real big leader on the team, they're all talking within the group and saying, look, no one will get in our way, okay? And do not underestimate the opponent, period. And you have to give Miami tons and tons and tons of credit for what they've accomplished, considering they were an eighth seed, right? Mm-hmm. And look how far they've come through the East, Eastern Conference to get here. So I also harken back to calling the NFL network radio station one day when the Broncos were playing the Carolina Panthers and Carolina was favored big. I go, guys, why are we playing this game? You've already predetermined that Carolina is going to win the game. Mm-hmm. Why are we playing the game if you know what the outcome is?
Right, right. Yeah.
And the answer was they didn't know the outcome. The Broncos went in and won the Super Bowl. And we don't know the outcome of this. Yes, we have a suspicion that we're the better team, but it's not done until it's done. And I think the people in that locker room are the rocks of the team, are the older players who saying, hey, look, don't underestimate the Heat. This is a great team. We need to be on point. And the older players will keep the younger players in line. And I think that's what's so amazing about this team is we don't have any Boogie Cousins. We don't have any Bones Highland, me. We've got a team. We've got a team, and the team is focused, and I like that.
Absolutely. Keaton, what were your first thoughts on just right now, obviously being the Heat? Like, I know you're excited, but like, what were your initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts is home court advantage, right? Like when the Heat are up 3-0, I'm like, man, all right, cool, you know? And then all of a sudden 3-1, 3-2, 3-3, here we go, game seven. You think the Celtics are going to show up and do their thing in their own home court, and all of a sudden it's like, whoa, all right, Miami. It's Miami it is, and home court, we get it. You know what I mean? We got to defend our house, and couldn't ask for better, right? I mean, but – like Nelson was saying, Miami is not an eighth seed. You know, they're just not. They Heat culture, right? They always say Heat culture, Heat culture, Heat culture. But it's a real thing, man. It's a real, real thing. Jimmy Butler is, in my eyes, the closest thing to Kobe Bryant in today's NBA, where he just has that killer instinct. And if you give him any sort of thing to hold on to grasp onto, bulletin board material kind of thing, he will take advantage of that. And so that's something that the Nuggets have to obviously be aware of, right? Like, yes, we're going into this series heavily favored, and we have a lot of favorable matchups. But Eric Spoelstra is not someone to sleep on. Jimmy Butler is not someone to sleep on. You know, you don't just give them extra, like, possessions are going to be very valuable. That's one thing, is Miami slows the game down enough to where possessions will become valuable. And I'm just to be on this stage, man, and have this team on this stage, I'm just ready. Because Jamal Murray is a dog. Jimmy Butler is a dog, right? And that matchup, obviously they're not going to – they may not defend each other very much. It's probably going to be Aaron Gordon on Jimmy and all that. But just to watch that, you know, Jamal play on a final stage and Jokic do his thing and just to have their moment and hopefully plenty of moments from this year on, you know, but just to have them break through and experience it is going to be something special. And to be at game two, I mean, I could go on for hours on that. I literally have been dreaming about this moment almost my whole life. And I never thought in a million years I'd be going to a game two of an NBA Finals in Denver. So that's going to be special for me. And I just can't, I literally can't even put it in words, to be honest. So I'm just ready, you guys. I don't underestimate the Heat. I never would. They've proven so many people wrong already. And Jimmy Butler is unreal, honestly. And so if you just don't give him anything to hold on to and motivate him, like he's already going to be motivated 100%. Don't make him motivated 110%. You know, don't give him an extra 10%.
Gotcha. Jack, talk to us, man.
Yeah. I mean, all those points were just perfect. But I think, too, the nice part, and you guys kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, was just that fact of you don't want this team to be take any of this for granted. And then I would say, based on past playoff failures, I think they're more prepared than ever to really be headstrong.
Agreed.
In this time.
Agreed.
I think, you know, it's really shaped them as much as we didn't want it to shape them. We wanted to see some more wins and championships, but I think that they know now, and to Nelson's point with the veteran presences and all of that, like everything is just ready for them to succeed. So I think, and just as Kian said, they just can't take it. They can't take it lightly because the Heat, although they're the eighth seed, they're not the eighth seed, and they've been proving everybody wrong. And, you know, the last thing I want to do is be that Nuggets fan that's hyping up the Nuggets too much. And then the Heat come in and just hand it to them. Cause I mean, that would, of course, no one wants to see that, but you know, you just really, really want to see them play smart. You want to see them just really utilize that home court advantage. Cause the Heat have been tearing that apart for teams. I mean, look at Milwaukee, look at Boston. Granted, Boston was probably the worst home court advantage team of the Final Four, but still they're not someone to take lightly. I would say I honestly was a little bit more, especially after watching that game seven, I was a lot more confident playing Boston than Miami right now, just because of Miami's streak and how they're playing so cohesively. And it reminds me a lot of actually the Nuggets in just a way that, you know, they got their marquee player, but then everything else is just working so perfectly around them because of course Spoelstra is just a great head coach. But I just think that, you know, their makeup is similar to the Nuggets of just, you know, you don't need five big name players to be successful. And, you know, the Suns kind of screwed them up in the Nuggets series because they had a great starting five, but that's all they had. And so, you know, it's really, I think that's why I'm really excited about this NBA Finals. And you can say F the ratings because F the ratings. You know, I think everybody who actually appreciates the game is really going to appreciate this finals. I feel like just as a basketball fan, you're going to want to appreciate every single NBA Finals for a different reason. I don't know why you would nitpick that I'm not going to watch this one and I'm not going to watch that one. Like, that's just very weird mentality. I think it's more Twitter points than anything, but, you know, it's just super exciting. I wish I could go to a game. You know, that'll be their next run. Next year I'll go to one. That's my goal. But yeah, man, it's really cool to see everything shift. Just, I mean, even looking at social media right now, it's like Jokic's top plays from his freshman year, you know.
Crazy, right? It's like in a twilight zone. Yeah, it's weird.
top 15 facts about Jokic, and I'm like, you know, he won MVP twice, and he probably got like five Instagram posts for it in the span of 2 years. So
yeah,
it's really cool to see the Nuggets getting their flowers. And of course, as we've talked about, they're not done yet. They're definitely not done yet. And I'm definitely the person a little bit more than you and Nelson, Jeremy, to be like, I can't say anything quite yet, but I don't know. I had it in my back pocket, but I'm going to say it.
Do it.
So, fun fact, 2015, I went to the Snowy Broncos game where CJ Anderson won in overtime.
Oh, wow.
I was legendary. I was there too.
Let me hang out. No.
Yes, sir. I was
there too. But that year they won the
Super Bowl. What a great game.
Mm-hmm. Last year, went to the Avalanche Stars game. They won the Stanley Cup. So hopefully my streak can continue. But yeah, I'm just excited. I got to be more confident in just saying they're going to win it. but I really am. I would say this is the most confident I've seen, honestly, in a Denver sports team winning at all. Until before I was born and the Broncos were dominant. So it's really cool to see because, I mean, if you think of the Avalanche, they were playing the three-peat Lightning. The Broncos were, like you said, Nelson, heavily unfavored against the Panthers. So to see a Denver team come out strong is just – it's really cool.
Yeah. No, it's awesome, man. And it's just so funny that you brought up that memory of that game. That game was incredible. Like, I think that season I went to two games. I went to that one. And then I went to the drubbing of the Packers. We beat them.
I believe it was
38-10. If I remember it correct, I can't remember the score specifically, but I know we held, I believe we held Aaron Rodgers to 77 passing yards. It was something crazy like that. All I know is the game. It was awesome, man. But those two games,
I was at that game too, Jeremy.
Peyton Manning had a week off before that game. I remember that, and that was his best game of the year by far.
That was an awesome game, but it's kind of cool you just brought that up because it just took me all the way back. Yeah. 8 years?
Yep. Don't say that. Don't remind
hey,
me.
Hey, I'm just telling you. It's
the truth. Don't remind me.
That's the year I moved to Colorado, right? So like everything happened in that year for me, right? I moved there and immediately the Broncos win the Super Bowl. So, you know, I ain't going to take full credit for it.
I don't want to say what.
Jeremy was actually a part of the no-fly zone. We didn't.
Hey, man, listen, that whole year was just incredible, man. Who was on the Nuggets in that year? Was that the year with like Randy Foy and them boys on the team?
Oh, God.
Because I feel like we had just.
Vashawn Leonard?
No, not Vashawn Leonard. Not at that. I think we had, because right after that. Right after that, we drafted Emmanuel Mudiay. Like right after that's that, because right. I was in the Pepsi Center at the time, and I was watching the draft on the Jumbotron with everybody else. And that's when we had drafted Emmanuel Mudiay, and everybody's like, "Oh man, this is the greatest guy ever!" But I'm telling you guys, if you go back and you look at that draft, and you look at all the names that came after Emmanuel Mudiay, you're gonna be sick.
Don't do that. That's what you're saying. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't
now
do
I'm gonna
that.
Do that right after the show.
You're gonna see some guys' names like, wait, why? We could have had him. Nah.
Every year.
I'm pretty sure Devin Booker was on that list too. I'm pretty sure he came like, I don't know, maybe was he like 15th or 16th, something like that.
God.
Pick. But yeah, it was a couple guys on there that's like superstars in the league now. And it's like, wow.
Hey, I'd rather have Devin Booker's father than Devin Booker. So,
yeah, well, there you go.
Wow.
Yo, Jack. Yo.
you gotta pick the right player, huh? Hey, listen,
don't even want to touch that one.
Nah, man. Jack. You see, the thing is with Jack, it's like he don't want to tell us that he thinks the Nuggets are going to win the finals. But then he could take shots like that.
Of course. They're eliminated.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's cool, man. That's really cool. But I think, you know, going back to just what you guys were saying about this series, I think and Jack, you said it correctly, where the fact that the Nuggets went through so much turmoil, especially over the last couple of years, dealing with the Jamal Murray and Michael Porter injuries, dealing with, you know, having to battle back in the bubble, right? Like those two times, 3-1 deficits to come back and win those series, losing to Portland in game 7, like obviously getting swept by the Suns, like even all these moments that we could think of within the past 5 years has been insane as a Nuggets fan. It's like we were like, oh man, we're so close to the Western Conference Finals. Then we made it to the Conference Finals, then we lost, and then we go the next year, we made it to the second round and we get swept, and then we go to the first round and then we lost. And it's like, it's just an up and down thing. And then all of a sudden, boom, the team gets healthy and the team is essentially walking through the playoffs at this moment, right? So just everything in me just tells me that this is just a destiny year. I mean, I guess you can say the same thing as a Miami fan. So I think the correlation is there because of what they've been able to accomplish. But I think this team is smart enough to know you cannot take them lightly solely because of what they've done, right? Like, think about it. How you can't treat Miami like a bottom feeder team if they took out the Bucks, they took out the Celtics, they took out the Knicks, I guess, if you think the Knicks are up there. But it depends on what you think about the Knicks, right? But they still took out some good competition. Like, Jalen Brunson was balling in that series, man. And they still found a way to get them out of here. So this Miami Heat team, like I said, I am very confident that the Nuggets are going to win this series. So my official pick is Nuggets in six. So I'm going to go ahead and say that now. I'm not going to backtrack. I'm not changing nothing. It's Nuggets in six, in my opinion. If they happen to win it earlier than that, I will just be happy. And I think that's how I felt about the Lakers series, right? Like, I, truth be told, before the series, I had Nuggets in seven because I thought the Lakers would actually be more of competition because of what we saw previously, right? But listen, man, I'm confident now, y'all, and I everything is telling me that because of what Nikola Jokic said, where he didn't feel that, like, he was like, I thought this would feel a little bit more, right? Like, when they won the Western Conference. So now it's like, no, you want to truly feel great, win the whole thing. Do this for Jamal, do that for your team.
Jeremy, it goes back to when we were doing a show, and I can't remember exactly when it was, but I just said it comes down to I trust Nikola Jokic. Literally, the Nuggets have had great players come through here, right? We've had great players. Carmelo Anthony is the first one to come to mind outside of Jokic, of course. But Nikola just makes the right play at the right time, and you can't not trust it.
Yeah,
like, you just, the ball goes to him at the top, at the free throw line, and he just dices and slices you up, and you can't stop it. And then Jamal Murray dropping 32 and a half points, you know, and it's like, okay, you can't stop Jokic. Jamal's locked in. The role players are amazing. There's not a weakness on this team. I remember back years back when I went for my 21st birthday. I went to see the Nuggets beat the Lakers in game six of the Western Conference Finals to force a game seven back in LA. And the atmosphere there was unreal, but there was still doubt, right? There was still lots of doubt. And then we blew them out, right? But the atmosphere this time around feels so much different, like north and south different. And it's a confidence. It's not like cocky. It's not like we're going to run through it. It's like we're confident in this team.
Mm-hmm.
We're calm enough in the moment, right? Like, we were talking about how in the Lakers series, you're going to have to kind of persevere through the fouls, right? Don't get frustrated. Don't get technical fouls. Don't let them get in your head. And they swept them. Like, who in the world would have thought that the Nuggets would have swept them? I didn't. I know you didn't, Jeremy.
I did not, no.
Yeah, so I don't think anyone thought there would be a sweep. And that's that mentality, right? Like, if you let LeBron have one game, he feels like he can get two. He can get three. That's the player you don't want. Look at the Celtics and Heat series. Jaylen Brown was sitting there saying, don't let us get one. And all of a sudden, everything snowballed into a game seven. Yes, mm-hmm. They won. Great. But it snowballed into a game seven. But the confidence that this team has mentally is unreal. Like, it's just calm in crucial moments. And you can't help but trust it.
Yeah, agreed.
I was going to say, I just think one thing I think is kind of a bummer is the Nuggets are great. You know, example that you don't need to go on the media and be all cocky and make sure you get all these, you know, Bleacher Report quotes. And unfortunately, I know that's not going to change. I really wish it was kind of your case example of this is how you can be a headstrong championship team without, you know, succumbing to what everybody wants you to say or what everybody
Michael Malone is.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Michael Malone is doing a little bit of talking, man. I don't know.
He is. That's true. That's very true. But the team itself, like, they're just very confident in a very humble way, as Keaton has been mentioning. And I just think that it's very, especially, I mean, and, you know, Jokic leading the pack with that, never, you know, feeding into all the drama with Embiid and all that. And I think that's what's going to be kind of interesting about this finals too, is because the Heat are, like I said, are a similar team in that way. Of course, you know, Jimmy Buckets, he's a little different. He's a little bit more outspoken, but I just think both teams are a lot more humble. And I think that's honestly what's pissing NBA fans off.
Yeah. Really quickly, I think Jeremy's referencing some fishing that Mike Malone was talking about the Lakers and speaking of LeBron. And I think I take him for his word here. He did say after the four-game sweep that this was the toughest team that he had faced in the last 4 or 5 years or something.
Lakers.
That he was super impressed with the depth of the team and that they came at you with different people. And I think that's true. It does scare me. I'm a little bit like Jack that – it does scare me that we are just so confident. Like, you know, in the Twitterverse, we've seen all the fans out there saying, oh, we're going to sweep them. We're going to do this. Yeah, we're going to do that. I don't feel that way. That's just not my nature. I'm kind of more like, let's wait and see. Cause I've been burned on that before where this is a for sure thing. Like the Bronco thing where they said that the Broncos had no chance. The other thing that'll be interesting is that, they are talking about Tyler Hero potentially coming back in, I think, Game 3, which will be interesting to have him back in the fold for them. That's not always a blessing, by the way, because
I don't think it will be.
Because there is, already a cohesive unit with cohesive roles that each player has defined during this run. And now you're going to enter, you know, bring this person in. So even though I think the Heat fans may think that's going to be a positive, it may or may not be as big of a push for them as they, you know, they could potentially think it is. The biggest game to me always in any series, in my mind, the Nuggets will come out. I think Miami's – now, this is my prediction. I think Miami's going to be exhausted from the 7-game. They have to travel to Denver. I think Denver blows them out in the first game.
I would love to see that, yes.
To me – yes, you would. To me, the biggest game of the series always is and has been so far in this run is Game 2.
Mm-hmm.
Game 2 will be a grinded-out – defensive struggle. We've seen that in every series. We saw it in the Minnesota series. We saw it in the Phoenix series. We saw it in the Lakers series that the second game at home is a grinded out game and they're going to have to really show their mantle because you don't want to go 1-1 on the home court. Obviously Denver's undefeated, the only undefeated team left as far as home court. So that's going to be a really important game. And those are my takes as of right now. But, yeah, I think Nuggets right now in 5.
Ooh.
After all what I just
after saw. After all of that. All you of, even
after
picked
all
it, you
that,
picked
I backed it. Up. Back
wow.
And the
I
reason
had,
being
I
is that,
six.
Yeah, I am hoping that I can somehow come out for Game 5. Mm-hmm. That's my and go to that game, and then, yeah. But we'll see.
And then dinner.
And pay 20. Yes.
Listen, man, I'm waiting for this dinner, bro.
I know. I won't disappoint you, I promise.
Hopefully it's after Game 5.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Hey, I'm looking forward to that, man. It's gonna be a whole lot of fun.
I'm taking Nuggets in 6. I'm just saying. Okay. Nuggets in 6. I want to say 5. I would, but just, like, I don't know, man. Just I'm taking Nuggets in 6 just to lessen – the pressure of the moment a little bit. Less than the pressure
like
of the
that.
Moment. But Nelson, I will be yelling and screaming in Game 2. My voice will be gone before tip.
I like it.
So I will be in the building. So Game 2 is a lock, all right?
Oh, I like it. I like
hey,
it.
Hey, I'm jumping on the Nelson train. I'm going Nuggets in five.
Wow. What? Yeah. Yo, hold on. Stop.
I know. Stop. It's kind of funny.
Stop. Hey. Wait. Hold on. I'm the one who I'm like, yo, I'm confident in this. I'm hearing Jack talking about, you know, I know I'm confident, but then I don't want to say this because, you know, I'm not this type of guy. And Nelson's like, you know, I'm just like Jack and I don't want to do all of this. And then both of y'all pick the Nuggets in less games than me. How'd you do that?
Sorry. Oh,
for
my
some
God.
Reason, man, it's just the word that you're rubbing out of off my on mouth.
Us. Hey,
man.
Listen, I'm not mad at it.
You're rubbing off on us.
You want
us
to be confident like you?
That's awesome. That is awesome. No, that's so cool, man. And you know, I had this funny thought, right? I know we've been talking about just like how humble Nikola Jokic is and everything, right? I had this really funny thought the other day that what if he's just waiting to win this championship? To actually say something, like not to say he's gonna go out there and be like cocky or nothing like that, but what if we get like after a Nikola, just think about the scenario: Nikola Jokic just wins his first title, wins Finals MVP, and then when he's in his post game press conference or the exit interviews for the summer or whatever that looks like,
he actually retiring.
No, don't say that. No, I think what if he like says something, right? Like what if he, because you know all these other guys, like they take shots and all these different things at him, right? What if a champion version of Nikola Jokic waits for that moment and actually takes a shot at somebody? Like I was thinking about that the other day. I'm like, if he really was just like, if he's waiting just for that moment so that nobody could say anything about him anymore, it's like, what are they going to say? Deep playoff run, champion, Finals MVP, back-to-back MVP, and we all know it should have been three. So what if he's just waiting for that? Dude, I'm telling you, man, if he does that, listen, man, he might legitimately.
Who would that person be? Who would that person be?
That's a Nikola Jokic heel turn. And
dude, I don't know who it'll be though. I don't know who it'll be.
KP, baby.
I mean, he kind of took a shot at him before, but subliminally when he was just like
he was like,
I guess it's easy when you're stat padding. That was kind of a shot at him. But dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm just waiting for that moment where, because we all know this. The thing is, Jokic is like this calm giant until he's not, right? Because we've seen some moments where he blows up. We've seen him choke Devin Booker. We've seen him with Jay Crowder pushing up on him. We've seen Nikola Jokic back him all the way back down, like
Morris,
what you want to do. We've seen him knock Morris. We've seen him knock Morris out for a season. We've seen him run after refs, like
punch
like
champagne in the face, basically.
Well, yeah, I mean, dude, Jokic has done a whole lot of stuff that like we don't really talk about too much, and maybe that's good that the media doesn't talk about the Nuggets as much, because maybe he would have been looked at in a different light if they did. But it's insane to think about just all these moments that he's actually, you know, been in, and now it's just like, dude, he is four wins away from a championship. You know, like it's listen, man, I cannot wait. Obviously, this week is going to be real fun. You know, definitely looking forward to it. But I know we're about to get out of here, guys. Any last words from anybody before we get out of here? Keaton, what you got for us, man?
Man, I mean, I've already said plenty, but like just having these guys on the stage, I'm excited to watch it and be there for game two. It's going to be something I'll never forget. I'm excited to experience it with you guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, really just being genuinely honest, like just experiencing it with you Nuggets fans, and you guys make it so much better, and just the diehards that can live this out, you know, that we've just lived through so much stuff and just all the back and forth and the Nick Wrights and the negative guys, you know, Kendrick Perkins and all these guys, and we can just shut them up, you know, because a championship does that, right? Like a championship just does that. There's nothing you can take away. There's nothing you can take away from anyone after.
They will try though.
And they're gonna downplay it, right?
They've like already started.
Oh yeah.
All these different things. They're gonna downplay it. But you can't. That's ours, man. You can't take that away. And yes, it's the players, but it's ours too, man. That's the coolest
it's
part.
It's ours, man. We spend money on this stuff, dude. Exactly. It better be ours.
So, I'm just ready, man. I'm just ready.
The nasty Twitterverse has already started that whole nasty campaign, by the way. I don't know if you've noticed.
Oh, yeah.
They've talked about who we've beaten and that, you know, Miami is an 8 seed and blah, blah, blah. And I don't really give a crap. And
like, nobody we have the control over that, Nelson. You know what
I know. Like, no, I know. Nobody cares. Every year. But it's great having Keaton on today, man. It's good to have your energy in the building and share in this moment of Nugget Nation where we're going through this all together. And I don't know. There was a cool thing on Twitter where people were following each other because they were Nugget fans. And I thought that was really fun. And just thought about the community, you know, like what a great group of people that we can all come together as fans. And that's what this is all about. So it's a great experience and it's great doing it with all those people out there that love the Nuggets.
And it's nice to do a show with Jack, man. That was cool.
I appreciate it, Keaton.
You bet, man.
No, but yeah, it's been great. Glad to have Keaton on, like Nelson said. And it's just, I think it's just a good example of how everything's growing. And I know, of course, Keaton, you've been on the show more than a couple times, but, you know, just getting to talk to more people. We've been doing that all season, but I just kind of, that kind of is the entire sense of how the Nugget season is going. Just a lot of new growth and new horizons. Mm-hmm. And that's how I feel what's going on here. And it's just, it's real special with all you guys and whoever we talk to, who's ever been a guest, you know, it's just been great. So just excited to see what the future holds for both the team and us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, listen, guys, you know, everything you guys just said, 100% agree. This has been really fun. Nelson talking about that whole follow train thing. Hey, man, listen, I'll tell you when I put out this tweet about like retweet this if you're a Nuggets fan. Mm-hmm. Right, dude, when that tweet blew up and I didn't realize how many Nuggets fans were like out there. Until that moment, like when that went out, and then all of a sudden, like I got up and I'm like, dude, why did I just get like 300 new followers and they all have some Nugget related thing on their name, something Jamal this or Peyton Watson Muse or this thing. And dude, it's incredible. Like it is really incredible to see, you know, so many people just getting involved. And you know, I mean, yes, it does have a lot to do with the Nuggets winning now, like being a good team. So you kind of start to hear those types of fans when a team is good. But it is cool, right? Like it is really cool just to see everybody, you know, coming together for this momentous moment. But yeah, guys, this has been awesome, man. Obviously talking to you guys is always a pleasure. So a couple more days, Nuggets game one, NBA finals. We will do a recap of that probably on Friday. We'll talk about that. I will, you know, do what I can. I'm going to talk to as many people as I can while I'm in there. And I'll see if I could even get somebody on, you know, who I see at the arena and everything. So it's going to be real cool. But listen, for everybody that's listening to us right now, this has been an awesome ride all season, you know, talking to my guys and you know, just seeing the fact that we're still doing this is a beautiful thing, right? Because we could have stopped this weeks ago, but the team didn't, you know, and the fact that they didn't, we are able to continue doing this. So, this has been really fun, but until next time, guys, this is Denver Hoops and Dreams. Like we say every single time, go Nuggets, man.
Go Nuggets.
Go Nuggets.